scene of the crime, Glacier Bay National Park, 9 o'clock on a sunny Saturday morning. The crime? Global warming. You know, ice caps melting, sea level rising, deserts and disease spreading. Scientists say it's big, very big. Intergovernmental investigators have ID'd the perpetrator. It's us. Emissions from fossil fuels like coal and oil have started heating the earth. But here on the Fairweather Express 2, you'd never know it. Park Ranger Kevin Richards is at the mic, entertaining passengers as we cruise past mile-wide glaciers in the sun.
That snow fell when Thomas Jefferson was signing the Declaration of Independence.
Richards tells the crowd how the glaciers have retreated 60 miles in the past 200 years, but he hasn't once mentioned global warming. In the audience, Anchorage pathologist James Tiesinga smells a rat.
The rangers seem very reluctant to say the words global warming. They skirt the issue of why the glaciers are receding. I can't help but wonder if the Park Service has communicated the message to its employees, don't bring this up, it's a hot topic.
And I noticed the visitor's newsletter put out by the park talks in depth about the changing glaciers, but fails to mention that the climate is being changed by humans. During a break in the naturalist stand-up routine, Tiesinga asks, why has there been no mention of global warming? Are we witnessing a cover-up? As huge chunks of ancient ice tumble into the bay, the park ranger, Kevin Richards, says no, there's no censorship of climate science.
Until very recently, yeah, if you're working for the government, you probably didn't talk a lot about it. But now we really have it's okay. It's an open forum right now.
He says he'll get to the connection between melting glaciers and a warming Earth near the end of his talk. But it's a lot more complicated than you might think.
We just can't talk about tidewater glaciers in the same way we can talk about terrestrial glaciers. It's not the same process.
Here's why it's not the same. Tidewater glaciers have snouts that stick out into the ocean. Terrestrial glaciers are landlocked. Richards goes on to say that landlocked glaciers in the mountains above Glacier Bay are shrinking under a warming climate. But he says the dramatic loss of 60 miles of ice from Glacier Bay itself is not a sign of global warming. To fact-check the onboard Nature Talk, I called up Roman Motyka. He studies glaciers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute. He confirmed that global warming is hitting most Alaskan glaciers hard.
90% of the glaciers in southeast Alaska are wasting away. And that's complicated, but primarily due to global warming.
So why aren't tourists in Glacier Bay hearing that when they witness ice chunks fall into the ocean?
It's really complex there. Here's what happened when all that ice got lost.
Motyka explains that tidewater glaciers have their own cycles of advance and retreat. In a nutshell, when the snout of a glacier ends up floating in deep water, it becomes inherently prone to calving, that is, dropping icebergs, independent of the climate. And that's what's happened in Glacier Bay. So in other words,
your naturalist was right. The terrestrial glaciers are the one that are more important to look at in terms of straight climate change.
Back on the Fairweather Express 2, Park Ranger Kevin Richards finishes his day at the mic talking about global energy consumption and making a plea for people to protect the environment back home, wherever they come from. So in the end, park rangers are still the nature lovers in funny green outfits you might remember from your childhood. And as this episode of Thaw and Glacier comes to a close, all is well in Glacier Bay, except for a little thing called global warming. For the Environment Report, I'm John Ryan.